Let's get the news in detail from Brian Jennings.
The Irish Refugee Council has recorded a substantial increase in the number of people it's helping. In its annual report, the council said it gave direct and substantial support to 11,000 people last year, compared to 3,000 people in 2021, an increase of 267%. The council's chief executive, Nick Henderson, described the conditions facing international protection applicants as grave and deteriorating. He said that for 2 years, the government had been in violation of its legal obligation to provide the applicants with accommodation. Laura Fletcher reports.
Last year, over 70,000 Ukrainians fleeing war and a record number of over 13,000 international protection applicants sought refuge in Ireland. Irish Refugee Council CEO Nick Henderson described it as one of the most challenging times in the organisation's 30 years of existence. According to its 2022 impact report, it offered direct and substantial support to more than 11,000 people compared to 3,000 in 2021. It said the organisation's helplines received more than 24,000 calls last year, compared to 15,000 in 2021, up 60%. Separately, email inquiries rose from 600 in 2021 to 5,000 in 2022, up by 733%. Mr. Henderson also warned of more challenges ahead, citing what he described as the deterioration of standards in reception centres, homelessness and the far-right rise. So far this year, more than 370 newly arrived asylum seekers have been left without state-provided accommodation, for example. The Irish Refugee Council is providing support to some of those who are rough sleeping as a result.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is reported to be on the verge of announcing a halt to the controversial legislation that has sparked widespread protests in the country. Mr. Netanyahu is due to make a televised address in the next hour. This morning, the Israeli President Isaac Herzog called on the country's government to halt the judicial overhaul for the sake of unity. Yesterday, Mr. Netanyahu sacked his defence minister for opposing the legislative changes. Opponents of the measures argue that they would undermine legal checks and balances and threaten Israel's democracy. The value of goods bought using contactless payments has increased significantly. Figures published by the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland show that in total, nearly €18 billion was spent using contactless methods last year, up 31% on 2021. The government supported almost 27,200 home energy upgrades or retrofits last year through the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. The SEAI says this is an 80% increase on 2021. The National Retrofit Plan has set a target of 500,000 home upgrades to a B2 energy rating by 2030. Colin O'Sullivan reports.
Cutting emissions from heating homes is key to Ireland meeting climate targets. This latest report from the SEAI says that last year, capital expenditure on retrofits, carbon emissions saved, fully funded upgrades for low-income households, and the number of energy upgrades completed were all up at least 80% on 2021. Minister Eamon Ryan says this shows momentum is growing in the National Retrofit Programme. And the SEAI says significant targets were met, but it also acknowledges that inflation, labour shortages and supply chain delays meant supply of energy upgrades did not keep up with demand, and some of these difficulties will persist this year and into the medium term, when the retrofit programme will have to see even bigger rises in output to meet targets.
The result of the election for leadership of the Scottish National Party is due to be announced at 2 o'clock this afternoon. There are three candidates seeking the votes of more than 70,000 party members to take over from Nicola Sturgeon. Our London correspondent, John Kilrain.
Online and postal voting has been taking place over the past 2 weeks, and opinion polls suggest that current Health Secretary Hamza Yousaf and Finance Secretary Kate Forbes are the front runners. Former Junior Minister Ash Regan is in third place. The results of the ballot will be announced at Murrayfield today at 2 p.m. and if any candidate gets over 50% on the first count, they're elected. If it goes to a second count, that would most likely involve the distribution of Ms. Regan's second preferences. She resigned over her objection to the Gender Recognition Bill, which allows transgender people to self-identify as a man or a woman. Her second preferences would most likely favour Ms. Forbes, who's also opposed to the current bill. However, Mr. Yusuf, who has the backing of many leading members of the SNP, could still win on the first count, or be enough ahead to win on the second. John Corain, RTÉ News, Edinburgh.
And now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be frosty in some areas at first, especially in the north and east, where there'll be patches of mist. A mostly dry morning will follow, with sunny spells and isolated showers. Cloud will gradually build from the Atlantic during the afternoon and evening, with more showers developing. However, most eastern and northern parts will remain dry and bright. Highest temperatures will range from 7 to 11 degrees.